This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump traveled Tuesday to Kenosha, Wisconsin, where protests turned violent last week after a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blake, seven times in the back as officers tried to arrest him. The president made the trip over the objections of the state governor, Tony Evers, who said it would only delay the healing his state's people need to undertake. The president toured parts of Kenosha that were damaged during the civil unrest that followed Blake's shooting. Trump toured the charred remains of a block besieged by violence and fire. The president used the occasion to criticize the Democrats in charge of Kenosha and in the state of Wisconsin. Trump has pressed those officials to accept federal law enforcement help, but said Tuesday those leaders, in his words, just don't want us to come in. Governor Evers has ordered National Guard troops into Kenosha and accepted additional federal law enforcement assistance to quell the street violence triggered by Blake's shooting. Blake, who survived, is partially paralyzed, according to his family. A new Pentagon report predicts that China will at least double the size of its nuclear warhead stockpile over the next decade as it pursues its own nuclear triad to conduct nuclear strikes by land, sea, and air. The Defense Department released to Congress Tuesday its annual report on China's military power. The report said the number of Chinese nuclear warheads is currently estimated to be slightly more than 200 and includes those that can be fitted to ballistic missiles capable of reaching the United States. The report said China's modernization and expansion of its nuclear force is part of a broader effort aimed at matching and, in some cases, surpassing the United States military as the dominant power in the Indo-Pacific region. This is VOA News. The owners of four Iranian fuel cargoes that were confiscated by U.S. authorities last month have mounted a legal challenge, asserting their rights to control the cargo. The U.S. Justice Department last month announced the seizure of 1.116 million barrels of fuel that it said was destined for Venezuela. The oil industries of Venezuela and Iran, both OPEC nations, are under U.S. sanctions, and Iran earlier this year irked Washington by sending gasoline cargoes to Venezuela. In a court filing Tuesday with the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, a trio of companies based in the United Arab Emirates and Oman said they were the owners of the cargo and have a financial stake in its fate. The company said they're selling the cargo to another company, and payment was due upon delivery, which was disrupted by the seizure. The companies also disputed the assertion that the shipments were bound for Venezuela. The filing said they were instead destined for Trinidad for sale to customers in Colombia and Peru. A new report from the Department of Defense Inspector General says terrorist organizations are tightening their grip on parts of Africa, despite efforts by the United States and its allies to limit their reach. U.S.-led efforts have been forced to adjust or scale back activities because of the coronavirus pandemic. Rather than slow terrorist groups down, the report warned that the spread of COVID-19 may have given many of them new opportunities to expand. In a report released in July, the Defense Department Inspector General reported that terrorist activity in Africa, quote, appears to be outpacing the United States, European, and African efforts to counter it. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said Tuesday a second massive round of aid addressing the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic is still needed, even as the U.S. economy is showing signs of recovery. Mnuchin's testimony comes as talks for a second round of aid have remained stalled on Capitol Hill since the first round of federal unemployment benefits to millions of out-of-work Americans expired in late July. Mnuchin said retail sales had increased for the third consecutive month in July. The housing market had returned to near pre-pandemic levels, and the leisure and hospitality industries had added nearly 600,000 new jobs, indicating increased confidence in the economy reopening. But Congressman James Clyburn, who is chairman of the Select Committee, differed with Mnuchin on the unemployment numbers, saying 29 million Americans are receiving or waiting for unemployment benefits as of August 1st. He also warned that signs of recovery in the stock market did not benefit all Americans. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.